Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, the American Kennel Club announced its new most popular dog breeds yesterday. Coming in at the top spot, I want one so bad, but they're so expensive. The Frenchie, the little French bulldog, claimed the top spot for the fourth straight year. The Labs came in second, Golden Retrievers, and then the German Shepherds maintained the fourth position. So all the biggies out there. But yeah, I've been wanting a Frenchie for a long time. I think Synergy, who's on this here radio station, has a little Frenchie who's got his own Instagram page, actually.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, but damn, they're expensive. And those poor dogs can't do natural births. They all have to have C-sections. So it's a little like, I'm like, do I want to contribute to that? I don't know.
Oh, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're built funny.
Oh.
They're built funny.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
They're built a little funny.
Built just fine.
But the Labs, though, too. I wouldn't mind a chocolate lab. I've said it for a few years.
I
want a chocolate lab named Clark.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, just all the puppies. I just want
all of
them.
I want all the puppies now.
All the puppy nonos.
Hey, guys. Good morning. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100s, and we're going to go from woof woofs to meow meows here, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. How about this? A six-year-old cat named Midnight out in Florida had to have emergency surgery the other day. So the owner took this cat in. Cat wasn't feeling well, it sounds like. And they did the little x-ray on the kitty cat, and then they had to open up the poor kitty cat and pull out 26 hair ties that caused severe intestinal blockage. And the vets are saying, yeah, like, this is one of the things that cats like, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
They start batting it around, you know, it smells like you. They start chewing on it, and the next thing you know, down the hatch.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those ladies that has a bunch of hair ties and you have no idea where they are, and you have a cat, well, you've been warned. That's all I'll say.
I know someone who specifically lets her cat play with hair ties because they're just, she loves them. I just let her play with them, but now I'm going to have to tell her the story.
Take this story.
I know. I'm going to have to now.
Take this. You can take it and give it to your friend. There you go. So that's going to lead us into opening up the phone lines and asking you guys to call in about the vet bills. We do this about every 6 to 9 months or so just because we love hearing the numbers and what your pet ate. So if you want to sound off, how much was your vet bill? What happened? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I know we got a lot of vets, a lot of vet techs that listen. Sound off. Chime in. What did you find in the poor doggy's stomach? We got to avoid all the adult toys.
I'll
tell you that right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Because we generally get a lot of those.
Yeah.
And we got to avoid those because Katie gets incredibly turned on. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I do have a question, though.
What's that?
Because Nick Nack just brought this up the other day at the house. And I was like, are you kidding me? Not again. The yearly exam for the dog. Like, it's like a wellness visit for the dog every year. She's like, oh, little Goldie Fawn's ready for her yearly exam. And I'm like, what?
A yearly exam?
Yeah, like, it's a thing now. I know a lot of people are doing it. I'm completely against it. And I love my animals. I take good care of the animals. They're fed, they're happy, they're healthy. But yearly exams now with the vet.
I didn't know that there was a checkup. Like, do they come home and they're like, little Goldie's at the 99th percentile of her age group? Like, what
she's on the curve.
What do they say about it?
For her weight and height, for her age.
Yeah,
it's like this complete once-over on the dog. Then they'll come back and be like, oh, she needs her teeth cleaned. And we could do that for $600.
And that's the thing. Is they're going to charge you an arm and a leg for it?
And a tail.
They have the puppy and cat insurance. I know, like, you can pay
a
monthly
too.
Fee to have insurance for your pet. I know a lot of people do that because, as you said, a lot of people bring their pets in yearly and every 6 months, and they take care of them in that regard. Now, again, growing up, we didn't do that. Like, we did not do that. So this is a little shocking for me, but also, people are having pets in lieu of having children in these younger generations now. So they're treating them like kids, too. We're getting a lot of that.
Think about
that. You know?
That's spot on.
They are.
But you were also spot on with having pets all the time growing up. And there was never a wellness visit once a year for the dog. You bought the dog, 15 years later, you bury the dog.
They get their shots, right?
Like, you get their shots get when it's time shots. For rabies, yes. Yes, that's, yes I
and
completely
that's
agree with that.
The extent of the doctor visits for the pets were the shots.
But there was never a once a year, like, let's go get your checkup.
No. Here's a sucker.
Here's the little doggy thing. Yes, so funny. All right, so what was your vet bill? We want to hear about it. What did your dog or cat cost you, or any animal for that matter? We want to hear about your vet bill. Some of these are pretty funny coming in on the text line. Somebody wrote in and said, I had to pay $900 for an exotic pet consultation because my turtle wasn't moving much. Turns out he was just sleepy. That's pretty darn funny. $2,700 because their husky escaped and got into a fight with a porcupine. Oh, where's the potweed one? Oh, here it is. My beagle cost us $3,700 after eating an entire pan of potweed brownies off the counter.
Oh.
The vet said, I bet he's been having some very intense experiences.
He's probably in the best mood, though.
He
that was such
tripping,
a laid-back beagle.
Tripping, bro. We got a lot of people on the line here. Here's Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Well, what was it? A dog? A cat? A frog? What was it?
It was my baby girl. She's a dog named Dolly.
Oh,
little Dolly. What happened to little Dolly?
Well, she came back from daycare one day and was coughing, and so we took her in, and they said originally, oh, it's just kennel cough, just kennel cough. Here's some pills. That didn't work, so we took her back, and they said, oh, my God, it's actually full-blown pneumonia. You need to go to the emergency room.
Dogs can get pneumonia?
Wait.
Yes, yes. So apparently kennel cough, especially in younger dogs, the Bordetella doesn't always protect them the best. And so it develops into pneumonia.
What?
Damn you, Bordetella.
I know.
Right.
Stupid mushroom.
So it was $6,700 to keep your dog healthy.
It was, and that was the cheapest option. Originally, it was going to be about $8,500, and that's what I had to pay out of pocket.
Oh.
And then they refunded us because she ended up not needing oxygen.
That's good. Oh, got a little back.
Right.
But Katie, what would you say to $8,700? What would you say to that dog?
No, I just. What did they do for that much, though? Like, what even
saved
is the
her
treatment?
Life? Essentially,
but what is the treatment for pneumonia? I just like
they gave her some cough syrup. And
okay,
that's a
what
lot
it is.
Of cheddar. Aaron,
so
thank you so much,
much
for calling.
Money.
That's a lot of money. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so cat, dog, what kind of animal?
Cat.
Meow. Okay, how much did the cat cost you?
So the bill isn't ridiculous. It was $1,500, but it was because it swallowed a dime.
So 10 cents.
$1,500 for 10 cents.
Exactly. And my parents didn't believe us at first, and so my brother and I are like, "The cat ate a dime. The cat ate a dime." And they're like, "Absolutely not. The cat did not eat a dime." And so then, like 2 days later, the cat is sick. Take her in. She gets an x-ray. My mom said she walked into the room and they're all holding up coins saying, "I think it's a dime."
Oh, you're right.
I didn't know cats love eating dimes.
I didn't either. And I thought you think they just pass it.
That dime you could totally pass.
Yeah.
A quarter might be a little harder for a cat, but a dime all day long.
Well, apparently not.
It got stuck.
She pooped out 2 nickels.
Your cat gave me change.
Da 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 da. Megan, thank you for that. Thank you for the laugh. So good.
Wow.
Okay, Brenda.
Hello.
Hello, Brenda. Dog, cat, what was
it? Hello. Okay, I have a dog, an old English bulldog.
Oh.
So my husband made a vet appointment to take the dog in, and she was supposed to get her shot. The next thing I know, he comes home, and he's like, "I will never go back to that vet again." I'm like, "Why?" He goes, "They took blood work, charged me $1,500, and the dog never got her shot."
Wait.
I'm like, "That's it. You are not ever taking the dog to the vet again." And he's like, "Why?" I said, "Why didn't you ask questions?" He goes, "Well, they wanted to do blood work on her." I'm like, "For $1,500? Really?" He's like, "Yeah." I said, "Well, did you get her shots included?" And he's like, "No." I said, "What the heck did you do?"
What? They saw Brenda, your husband coming from the parking lot.
I think you might have some bigger issues than your dog in your life.
I was so mad. I called that vet. And I'm like, are you guys playing tricks on us? What are you doing?
Was
and
your...
they're like, no, she needed blood work. I'm like, well, that's not, we thought we were bringing her in for her shot.
Tell me you have to do the blood work so they know if the shot's okay.
$1,500 for blood work.
Yeah.
Come on.
I do have to say love listening to you guys. You guys make me laugh on the way to work every morning. You guys are awesome.
Well, mission accomplished. Brenda? Thank you, Brenda.
Yeah.
But going back to your story, I feel like there's some bigger issues with you and your husband, I think. Do you guys fight a lot?
No, not at all.
Are you always yelling at your husband, Brenda?
When he does stupid moves like that.
Thank you.
What a jerk, huh?
Exactly. Right answer, Brenda.
Thoughts and prayers to Brenda's husband today.
No.
We love you guys. Thank you so much. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix.